Drake Baldwin turns on this. Get out. Is gone. Into the chop house for the rookie of the month.
Okay. That's working out. We feeling good about our rookie, Drake Baldwin, the rookie of the month. Okay, that's fine. I mean, what do you want to say? We came out here yesterday and we said the reason you have to stay supremely optimistic is that if the Atlanta Braves get their way into the postseason and they have a combination of Strider, Sale, and Spencer Schwellenbach, and the bullpen is tweaked a little but solid, right, and keep, you know, moving along, they can beat anybody. That nobody's going to have a better group than that. But when Spencer Strider goes out, and that's what it is, when you're down 4-0 in the second or third or whatever it was, that's not the way it's supposed to go down. So, good morning. It's 10:27. I'm Steak. Sandra's lost her voice, but she's battling here. She's
I'm a warrior.
You're a warrior. Everybody's like, what's wrong with Sandra? Right. Just stop texting me. Yeah, stop texting me. We literally watched her voice go within from 9 a.m. by 9:30 was almost, I know you'll, hour here. Listen, the Braves, I think it's the Braves that's bothering her, you know.
I agree.
I was a little it's late. Torture. That bothered her, and that rightfully so. But then she was already annoyed at the Braves. She was irritated by me, which is fair. She just was general. I think that got her off on the wrong foot watching Braves last night, and now she lost her voice. So you needed to find peace. That effort last night, this is what I've been trying to say. Like we're not guaranteed anything. Like, we're just an ordinary baseball, you know, across the board. A lineup that's gotten a little long in the tooth, it feels like, in terms of the sexiness, right? Michael Harris hitting in the 9-hole. He doesn't feel sexy like a few years ago. Austin Riley, Matt Olson at the monster 2023s. Azuna's still solid, but now, you know, he's battling that injury along on the hip that we heard from Alex Anthopoulos. Obviously, the bottom of our order has been eminently pitchable, too, from, you know, the Eaton company that are doing their best. But this is not a lineup that scares anybody. And you're sitting at 27-32. You are 10 games behind the New York Mets, who lose last night on a Freddie Freeman walk-off, right? There's a lot of teams in the league that are way better than they were last year. Are 6 games over. The Cubbies are 16 games over 500. The Phillies are 14 games over. The Mets are 15 games over. The Brewers are 4 games over. The Padres are 11. The Dodgers are 30. Like, there's a lot of really good teams. We're not one of them. So that's a reality.
And Steak, do you want to know another reality too? There are only 3 teams in the National League with a worse record than the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been, yeah, I know.
Pirates and Rockies.
No, that's what I've been saying last 3 shows. We have more wins than 3 teams. That's it. In terms of the majors, we probably have more wins than 6 or 7. So, like, I don't know why I keep thinking we're going to whoop up on Arizona or whoop up on Boston or whoop up on the – who are we to whoop up on anybody?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You just talking makes me think back to the 90s when it felt inevitable. Like, it always just felt inevitable that the Braves are going to win, and they did, for, you know, to their credit, for a large part of the 90s. And it feels like to this season almost it felt inevitable, and you wonder if the players – it's like starting to creep up on them. And right. As Yogi Berra used to say, it's getting late early.
Yeah, right. And by the way, there's a track record of believing in the Braves. Like, they've earned our trust. They've come to early.
Right.
Which is a few years ago when the Mets declared that the division was over. We have that incredible run. We have one of our most mediocre regular seasons and win a World Series. We break every offensive record in 23. We limp our way to the playoffs in 24. Like, they've earned our trust. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, take a step back for a second. I'm not so sure that we can think that this may not be, you know, one of those years you realize – there's a lot of teams in baseball trying to do what you're doing.
And when you talk about, you know, potentially being in the playoffs with that rotation and everything, I think another interesting dilemma that this team faces is, you know, Jurickson Profar is expected to return June 29th. We're in Jurickson Profar return month. But yep. Then what do you do once you get to the postseason? If he's helping you get there, do they need to go trade or add players to that position?
Yeah, I mean, it's worth talking about maybe if we get to 500. You know what I mean?
Fair.
Like, I'm not even going to allow that conversation to creep in. until we get to 500. Because right now, we are two games better than our 0-7 start, right? We started 0-7. We're five games under. We've only played two over 500 since then. I don't see 11 out of 13 coming. I thought it would. But Chris Sale doesn't win tonight. You're in a heap of trouble. Let's go to the clubhouse last night. Let's play that Spencer Strider cut where he just sounds like a beaten man.
I mean, I don't think I'm not at full strength. I think I've got to move better. I'm not mechanics just aren't consistent, aren't synced up. You know, I don't have that feel. I don't have any power right now as a result of just not moving well. So obviously reps are helpful. I don't have, I'm not practicing when I go out there. I don't have the ability to just, be patient, honestly. So we've got to win games. And when it's my turn to pitch, I got to get a chance to win. And if I can't do
all right,
that,
enough of this. Enough.
You know, I don't know what.
Cut it. Let me just say this. Everything about that cut, there is a sports psychologist that'll tell you that there's a ton of negative energy coming out of there. You don't have to keep telling yourself, I can't cut. I can't practice. I'm putting too much. Like, he's saying all the things of a defeatist, and I'm not, he's got himself in that mindset, Joe. I mean, he is literally beating himself up, and I've read enough about psychology and competition. Like, the great individuals like Scottie Scheffler, tennis players, and guys like this that are one man out there by themselves, you have to move on and stay positive. He is the opposite.
100%. When Garrett just played that clip, I just said to Garrett what it got done. I said, man, that's just sad.
It's where you don't get results back.
Exactly. When you keep wasted energy.
Because you keep telling yourself, I can't, I won't. He's using words that, like, and he goes, now we're under too much pressure. So now I'm rushing. Like, now I feel like, dude.
The attitude's contagious in the locker room, too, which is the clubhouse is a problem. Like, if you saw Glavin, he was the same whether he was 10 runs up or 10 runs down. So to feel that energy from him, and Garrett was in the clubhouse after, he said it's as low a moment as he's been in there ever.
Well, I mean, listen, Spencer Strider is using the worst
but
language.
This isn't new information. He's been doing this all year.
Yeah.
He's pitched four times.
And I think it's extra jarring because I think a lot of Braves fans, at least me, thought that the return of Strider and Acuna was going to give this team such a boost, and they've been.
We're under 500 and actually playing our worst baseball since he's been back because of who we're losing to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Boston is a horrible team. I mean, the Red Sox, you have to look at them. They're as bad a story as there is in baseball. Arizona came in here on an absolute losing streak. Like, we're losing to teams that have no shot. Notice I didn't mention Cubs, Phillies, Mets, Giants, Padres, Dodgers. I'm talking about bad teams you're losing to. So here's the thing. You have to executive decision on a couple. You have to get off the air because you're struggling, right?
Okay. Thank you.
Sometimes we just
good luck,
have
everybody.
To. I'm going to the bullpen and saying we've got to make a change, all right, to the big left-hander. Are you a righty or a lefty, Joe?
I'll be whatever you need.
Yeah, you're the big right-hander. Here's the other thing. I'm a sucker. I'm an idiot. I had two sports stories. I stayed up last night at 4 in the morning and covered one of them. And then this morning, I didn't get to it, the Stephen A. Smith story. So I'm a sucker. Slap it on my forehead, among other things. I'll tell you why when we come back. Chipper Jones, even if Sandra can't talk, we're getting him tomorrow, I hope. Unless she bird dog, Bogarts and whatever that term is. So that's coming up. We'll tell you about Chipper. And we'll place three strikes and belly up. We're doing it all. I got 25 minutes. Sports Radio 99.